Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. I would like to say all the best for the year 2016. And I hope and I wish that all your wishes and goals become a reality. This is my first show for the year 2016. And so I'm glad that you are here and you're listening in. And for this year, the focus of Women in Business Radio is on the theme of abundance. How to live abundantly. What it means to live a life of abundance. A lot of times when we hear about living a life of abundance, of moving away from a life of scarcity to a life of prosperity, and we mainly think about it in terms of financial wealth. But my question is financial wealth the pinnacle of one's happiness to achieving abundant living? So that's the question that we are going to explore as we look at the theme of abundance. And I will be looking at the theme of abundance in a holistic way in terms of its personal perspective, a social and mental perspective, emotional, financial, and spiritual. I will be exploring this topic in order to see and find out whether or not they intersect and how they intersect if they do. For one to attain abundant living, a destiny that so many people aspire to attain, to reach a life, to reach that place of joy, happiness, contentment, and grace. Now, this morning, my show is basically looking at the theme, the concept of finance, and how, you know, how we can grow our finance and how we perceive finance to attain a life of abundance. And my guest here today is Nicole Lewis Heber. And Nicole is a psychotherapist, and she works with people to unblock their belief system, to remove limiting beliefs that prevent them from seeing and perceiving and attaining the wealth that they would like to achieve. She also holds a master's degree in social work, and she has a lot of experience in coaching people to embrace themselves and to gain, I would say, to achieve a life of abundant living through financial acquisition. I would like to take this time right now to welcome Nicole into the forum.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. I see that your voice is back, so that's great.
It's a little bit better than yesterday. I have a little bit of a cold, so we'll stay on top of that.
Okay, then. So, Nicole, I would like you to introduce yourself to my audience. Let them know who you are, you know, a little bit about your business, and how long you have been in the business, who your clients are, and then we will proceed now with the questions that I have come up with.
Sure. Again, my name's Nicole Lewis Heber. I'm the founder of Nicole Lewis Heber Coaching. And my website's Nicole, I always get this wrong, nicole.lewis-keeber.com. So, and I have been a therapist for about 18 years or so, and I've been using my clinical background and my current coaching skills to help my clients create, a pathway to financial freedom. You know, I consider myself to be a pathway to empowerment coach. That's kind of the broader term that I use for myself, and you know, money and financial abundance is just one of those pieces of that puzzle. And yes, right. So we all need to have someone walk with us on that path, don't we? And I've been working with my clients to help them reveal and release limiting beliefs and blocks that they have around money, wealth, success, and visibility.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing who you are. And I would like to begin one time with a question. And one of the questions that I have, I give you the team of Women in Business show today. I think I would like you to situate yourself within the whole topic. For example, what does abundant living mean to you? And how is it achieved, or how were you able to achieve a life of abundance? Or are you seeking that?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I believe that we all, in order to have an abundant life, have to do some of that inner work, which is why I call myself a pathway to empowerment coach, because, you know, I found myself in a position where I woke up every day feeling very lost, feeling very almost anxious about what that day would hold. I didn't have a lot of faith that each day was going to unravel, you know, for my higher good. And it wasn't until I realized that I was walking the same path. Every morning I woke up, I was walking the same stones, and I knew exactly what was going to happen every day, that I realized that I needed to take a new path. And that new path towards abundance for me, what it meant was being grateful for the small things. I believe to have an abundant life, you must be grateful for the things you have now. And in that gratitude, you begin to open up your heart to what is possible. And when you're willing to open up your heart, then you're able to begin to look at the wounds that we've had in our lives that have kept us stuck, kept us playing small, so that we can begin to reveal and release those blocks so that we can create even more abundance. But I really feel like daily gratitude and affirmation is important to that.
Thank you for sharing that powerful, you know, experience and awareness, you know. And what are some things that one must do to make that shift? I know you have spoken about gratitude, yes, and faith, and we having an open heart and making affirmation. But is there anything that one has to do, for example, one who has blocks, in terms of attaining their ultimate goals? What can a person do in order to attain, not authentic living, though, abundant living?
I think that what we all have to do is we have to take a deep, honest look at ourselves and understand that our lives currently are a combination of our experiences, how we grew up, our genetics, how our outlook, and we just have to, you know, understand that those experiences have created opportunities to be blocked because we had an unpleasant experience or we had some fear or someone told us we couldn't do something. And so that kind of integrates into our cellular level. So if you're willing to look at that and say, okay, what I want in my life is not manifesting, and I've been standing here in the mirror affirming myself every day and nothing has changed, you know, you can ask for what you want over and over, but if you haven't created space for it, then there's nowhere for it to go. So the very first step in order to create an abundant life is to really look at, okay, where am I struggling? Where could I possibly be blocked? Where am I not making space for this because I'm afraid? So we have to have an honest conversation with ourselves about that to create room for abundance.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Nicole, for that. And I hope my listening audience is able to glean some understanding if you're not yet on that path towards abundant living, some of the things that you can do. And the other question that I have, but basically what you're saying, I don't think it really means the same for everybody, or does it?
It doesn't. Abundance?
It doesn't.
No. No,
yeah.
I think that, you know, if I were to look at abundance, you know, for me, what I find to be abundant in my life is deep relationships, satisfying work, you know, beautiful scenery outside my window, You know, those for me light me up. That may be something different for someone. Someone else may look at my life and see it in a scarcity way, you know. So really, again, I think it comes down to that initial deep conversation with yourself to say, okay, where am I blocked and where am I afraid? What do I truly want? You know, knowing yourself deeply helps you understand what your abundant picture is, because it's not going to be the same for everyone. What's important to you? Is it being self-employed? Is it being having you know, deep relationships? Is it having a beautiful garden? You know, what is abundant for you? Because you have to be clear because the universe likes clarity.
Yeah. On that topic of the universe, there's a lot of talk now. I mean, I've noticed in the past 10 years where people are saying, given what you're thinking and what you articulate, picked up, the vibration of that is picked up by the environment, by the universe, and becomes a reality, you know. So we have to speak our truths and speak what we want in order for it to be, you know, to get out there in the element, into the universe, and becomes a reality. How realistic is that?
I think that that's a part of the puzzle. One of my favorite friends, Ramona, says, you know, the universe, fuzzy message, fuzzy outcome. So, you know, and with the whole movie and the book, The Secret, you know, people have really embraced this, you know, bringing up their vibration and believing in abundance and affirming and asking the universe for what you want. And I cannot tell you how many clients I've worked with that have been very frustrated because they're saying, I'm saying my affirmations, I'm telling the universe what I want, I'm being clear. But they're frustrated because those things, you know, while they feel more hopeful and excited, those things are not manifesting for themselves yet because they have not cleared out the baggage. You have to make space. And if you don't make space, there's nowhere for that good stuff to go. You know, it's almost like a train stop. You know, the universe goes up. Too full, going to keep moving. You know, we have to clear out the limiting beliefs, the blocks, the negativity, or the trauma, you know, that we may have had in order to create space for that wonderful stuff to come in.
Yeah. So the other question I have, and I'll touch right, you know, straight on the topic, for example, what role money plays in our lives so that we can live abundantly? Is money the end all of one living a life of abundance? I think you have answered some of that, but that's a question I want to put out there for my audience to think about that. You know, what role does money play in our lives so that we can achieve a life of abundance? And is money the end all of one living a life of abundance?
Right. Money is not the end all, you know, of living abundance. I mean, I'm sure that you've met a lot of people who have a lot of money that are some of the most miserable people you've ever met. You know, so, you know, money does not equal abundance. Money is really just energy. In my mind, it's an exchange of energy between, you know, two people. And sometimes that energy is imbalanced. And sometimes there's some, you know, negativity surrounding it, too. You know, so my desire in my business and in my life and with my clients is to create pure, white, you know, abundant energy exchanges, you know, where there's no lopsidedness and there's not, my clients aren't holding back and undercharging or, you know, not creating pricing that's fair because they feel yucky about it or they feel insecure about it or giving away services.
Yeah.
You know, as women, we tend to be servers and supporters and we tend to feel responsible. So a lot of times we give our services away or maybe do too much. And what that does is creates that imbalanced energetic exchange. And those people don't become our clients. They just take what they can get and they walk away. So, you know, money's not the end result of abundance, but it isn't, you know, let's be honest, it's an important piece of it. Money can bring security. Money can also bring insecurity because the more, what I have found, again, with my clients is the more money they make, the more afraid they get because they become insecure and anxious. Being someone who makes that kind of money makes them feel uncomfortable because their family members aren't the people that make that kind of money. So money is not, it's not the end all, you know, when it comes to abundance. It's just a piece of the puzzle, which is why it's important to look at that whole picture. You know, what does an abundant life look like for me? You know, what components are there? What money is there? What lifestyle is there? You know, what people are there? What spirit is there? You know, geography, where do I want to be? You know, and money's just a piece of that. It's an important piece, but it is just a piece of that.
The other question that I have, Nicole, is what other aspects of life shall we focus on to live a life, to live our life abundantly?
What other aspects should we focus on? Yeah.
I
believe gratitude is the very first foundation of abundance. I don't believe that we can feel blessed or have that vibration of abundance if we're not grateful for what we have now. So a daily practice of gratitude is very, very important. Also being very clear about what kind of lifestyle that you want to lead and how it feels to you, if it feels congruent to who you are. Because I don't know about you, but in this arena that I have stepped into, you know, I used to be a therapist who worked for other people. But now that I work on, you know, my own business, I'm surrounded by this tornado of people saying, you can make, you know, seven figures. And, you know, there's just all this noise about money and success that doesn't feel congruent with who I am. And then we begin to question ourselves. So really understanding, you know, a deep understanding of yourself. So, you know, daily journaling. Okay, what is my mission for today? What do I want? What's my mission statement in life? Because that's very important, because so that we can stay on track with what it is that we want and not fall for all the hype, you know. So gratitude and just, you know, understanding of who you are and what you want and staying, you know, clear to that is very, very important. Because as a business owner, as women, it gets very muddy.
Yeah, I think that's a very important aspect of life, gratitude, and knowing, as you say, clearly identifying the path that you would like to take and working towards achieving it, you know, and it's not central to having money, you know. Mm-hmm. And this other question I have, and it's, how important is self-love in attaining abundant living?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that question. It's so important. Because if we put, you know, money or business, other people before ourselves, we can only maintain that for so long before we become so energetically drained, unhealthy. You know, love of self is just the most important aspect of this.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things that I do every year on January 1st is I choose a word. You know, if you've chosen a theme for the year, I choose a word for the year. And 2 years ago when I first started this practice, the word was love. Because I knew I was not loving myself. I knew I was not being loving. And I knew that there was an imbalance there. So focusing on love for that entire year made it so much easier for me to kind of come back to center and say, okay, Nicole, are you being loving to yourself first? Are you being loving to others? So self-love is just the absolute central heart of abundance, because that's where all of that good stuff comes from. So it's so very important, you know, particularly, again, for women, because we allow ourselves to get off track often and easily because so many people need things from us, and we are so much to so many. And we must you know, create that self-love for ourselves as kind of a beacon in this, you know, whirlwind of stuff around us at all times.
Yeah. But, Nicole, is there anything else you would like to share on the topic that we are discussing now? Is there anything else that you would like to look at?
I would love to tell your audience that I do believe that the universe wants us to have our deepest desires. And also, actually, you know, a friend of mine taught me to ask, you know, the universe for what I want or something even better. Because I believe that the universe has abundance, you know, to offer for us, and that really it has much more than we could even imagine for ourselves. So when I ask for something, I say what I want, but I also say, or something even better, because, you know, the universe is vast and knowledgeable and wise and brilliant, and I'm sure that it has bigger and better ideas than I could even come up with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, during those affirmations, you know, I would offer to your audience to add that in. And, you know, I do believe that the crux of the work that I do with my clients is helping them reveal and release blocks and barriers to wealth. Because if you do not clear it, there's no room for the good stuff. Or if you are afraid to be seen and feel uncomfortable or unsafe to be seen as a woman in business, that's going to keep you from moving forward and up-leveling yourself to, you know, the place that you want to be. And what I find over and over again, particularly with women business owners, is they get to a certain level and then they begin to back away. Because they feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Being visible and being, you know, seen is not, we're not taught to kind of, you know, fluff our feathers and brag about ourselves or get out there and say, look at me. We're taught to be demure and to be humble and to be of service. And so when you're raised with that type of belief system around you, when you step up in your brilliance and say, here, I have this amazing business, these amazing services that I offer, you know, come look at me, that feels so uncomfortable. And people can be kind of nasty about it. So it's so important for women in particular to really take a look at that vow of invisibility and kind of bust through it so that they can take themselves to the next level. And, you know, when I say next level, I mean next level in abundance in their lives, in every corner of their lives, not just money, not just success, but, you know, loving relationships and having the house you always wanted, you know, living by the ocean, you know, whatever it is that your deep desire is, that someone may say to you, oh, you can't have that or you shouldn't want that. If we don't do that inner work, we say, yeah, you're probably right, and we back away from it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing on that. I hope my audience really appreciate what you just said, and I hope also it helps them to define what they want and to work towards attaining abundant living. I want to take a little time out to say hi to my audience. Hi, welcome. I hope so far that you're enjoying the show. You can call in to the show and ask a question. And the number to call in is 213-943-3434. Again, that number is 213-943-3434. Call in, ask a question, and either myself or Nicole will respond to your question. Nicole, girl, you shared some very, I would say, enlightening and interesting information regarding how one can attain abundant living and the things that one can do. And you touch a lot the topic at the end when you were talking, you touch on society and what society has taught us about ourselves and how that impede and affect our living a life of abundance. You know, and that whole mindset has to change. Can you talk a little more on that?
It does. We download information as children about who we are in the world, you know, who we are as girls, who we are, you know, as far as where we grew up, you know, geography. I grew up in the South in North Carolina, you know, North Carolina. So, you know, that's part of my kind of a cellular level of belief about, you know, who I am in the world. And some of those things we download are positive, and a lot are not, you know, because we're kind of forced to conform into other ideas about who we get to be, and particularly for women. So I think it's important to take a look at that and say, okay, who was it that told me I couldn't do this? And, you know, to be able to, you know, write that down and write a letter back to that person, that you don't have to send it to them and say, dear Mrs. Smith, you said I couldn't be, you know, a woman in business, or I couldn't be an astronaut. Well, guess what? You know, it's really that process of taking inventory about who told you you couldn't do what and just kind of talking back to it and taking your power back.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful. I love the topic of abundant living, and as I was saying earlier, this year I've chosen the topic because I think it's a place that a lot of women or women and people in general are striving to attain. But it seems as if it eludes a lot of people, and not everyone is able to achieve it because I think they lack the ingredients, but not necessarily the ingredients. They lack the plan, the pathway of getting there. So I think coming to my show today as a pathway to empowerment coach, I think it's really great. And what you have done and shared so far is very powerful. And I truly appreciate the information that you have shared here this morning. And if you have anything else that you want to touch on, I will gladly appreciate it.
Sure. Could I just give an example of when you can bust through a limiting belief about yourself, what is possible? You know, I've worked with many clients, so this is not about me. I just want to give you an example of what is possible, you know, because it's really their work. It's not mine. I'm just a helper. I have a client, or I had a client, who at the age of 7, father left the family and left them kind of destitute, and he moved on to make a really good living. And what she realized mm-hmm. through our work is that at 7 years old, she made a vow that money would never be important to her. And she had lived a very small life, a very poverty-stricken life, by choice. And she didn't realize she made this choice. But the 7-year-old is still in her mind saying, okay, money's bad, we don't want that. So she would turn away from better-paying jobs. And once she was able to realize that that was the limiting belief connected to her money, she was able to step up and earn an extra $30,000 just within 3 months by taking a different job because she felt more empowered. She felt visible. She felt entitled because she let go of that belief system that was there that she didn't even know was there. So, you know, it's not your fault. Mm-hmm. It's not our fault. We have to examine. We have to look and be open, you know, to the messages that could be lingering or, you know, lurking there in our energy.
Yeah.
So big things are possible when you can do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Big things are possible. And we also have to work towards it also. The universe takes it up, but we have to also work, contribute to it. You know, we must have the confidence that we can achieve it. And we must see, I think, ourselves in terms of having the self-worth, identifying what we are worth, you know. And I think that governs everything, you know. Understanding that we are worth so much and also loving ourselves, you know. And so, Nicole, girl, I want to say thanks. My time is almost the end because it's just a 30-minute show. But I think so far this morning we have touched on the topic very deep. I think we have gone, and you have gone really deep, and I really appreciate you sharing the information that you have, sharing your personal experiences. And so I want to say thank you again for joining me. And I want to say to my audience, those of you who are listening in, I want to say thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoy my show. And have a great day.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
For real talk, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome, Nicole. Bye-bye.